This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump cast his vote Saturday in Florida, ahead of another busy day with three campaign rallies as he works to close the gap with Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. At a rally in North Carolina, President Trump said a Biden victory would break the momentum for COVID-19 vaccines.
If Joe Biden and his Democrat socialists gain power, they will delay the vaccine, which is happening. I mean, we got them. They're coming real soon.
At a campaign stop in Pennsylvania, Joe Biden said if elected, his focus will be on shutting down the coronavirus, not the economy.
An independent analysis by Moody's, a Wall Street firm, looked at my plan and his plan in detail. This is Moody's. And they said my plan will create 18.6 million jobs in the next 4 years. That's 7 million more jobs and $1 trillion more in growth than the president's plan.
The Biden campaign is deploying a key surrogate, former President Barack Obama, to speak later in the day in Miami. Afghan security forces say they have killed Abu Mohsen Al-Masri, a senior al-Qaeda leader who was on the FBI's most wanted terrorist list. Al-Masri had been charged in the United States with having provided material support and resources to a foreign terrorist organization and conspiracy to kill U.S. nationals. Nigeria's police chief ordered the immediate mobilization of all force resources on Saturday to control the worst street violence in two decades, stemming from protests against police brutality, the unrest unprecedented since the 1999 return to civilian rule, is the most serious political crisis confronting President Muhammadu Buhari, a former military ruler elected in 2015. This is VOA News. The United States has hit a daily record of coronavirus cases with more than 83,000 reported infections. The surge is causing one hospital in Idaho to turn away patients because it's overwhelmed with coronavirus cases. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Like many hospitals around the country, St. Luke's Magic Valley Medical Center is running out of bed space. The facility in Twin Falls says one out of every four patients has coronavirus. And now, unless it's an emergency, new pediatric patients will be sent more than 100 miles away to a hospital in Boise. Utah's governor's warning that state's on the brink and says healthcare providers won't be able to take care of everyone. South Dakota's governor says they're excelling, keeping the economy thriving despite topping 9,000 cases. And even though the governor of Texas has sent 500 extra medical workers into El Paso County, health officials there are describing a dire situation. Nationwide, some 70,000 daily new cases were reported this week. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Police in Britain say they will try to stop people from leaving Wales, which has started a 17-day lockdown to slow a surging rate of coronavirus infections. AP's Zaria Shackley has more.
The Gloucestershire Police Force will patrol routes from Wales and pull over drivers they believe are making long journeys. Travelers without a good excuse will be asked to turn around. The department says if they don't comply, officers will inform their Welsh counterparts so they can take action because Gloucestershire Police don't have the authority to fine people travelling from Wales. The situation illustrates the patchwork of coronavirus restrictions imposed by authorities throughout the UK, which has Europe's deadliest coronavirus numbers. Zaria Shackley, London.
NASA's attempt to collect dust from an asteroid may have been so successful they jammed the door open. AP's Jennifer King has more.
A NASA spacecraft that sucked up rubble from the surface of an asteroid on Tuesday grabbed so much material that the sample container on the end of the robot arm got stuck open, and particles are drifting away in space. Suspecting the mylar flap that forms the collector's lid is wedged open by larger rocks, the team is focusing on stowing the sample in a return capsule where any loose material can be kept safe during the journey back home. OSIRIS-REx is NASA's first asteroid sample return mission. The plan is to bring back carbon-rich material that could help scientists better understand how the planets were formed and how life originated on Earth. The spacecraft's due to leave the vicinity of the asteroid in March and return to Earth in 2023. I'm Jennifer King.
Ethiopia on Saturday accused President Trump of inciting war over a massive Nile River mega dam after the U.S. president spoke out against the project and suggested Egypt might destroy it. For more news, go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.